Conversation now with Violet Sanderson. She's the town administrator, takes care of a lot of things for the town of Afton. Been doing it for a lot of years now, Violet, right? How many years?
Yeah, I started my fourth year in June, so.
Very good.
Time flies when you're having fun.
And when I cover the town council meetings, you're the one that kind of keeps them all organized. And as we move into 2022, what do we have on the agenda? What are we working on in terms of master plans, anything else that you're working on for infrastructure? Where do we start?
Well, we can kind of start with master plans. So the town has kind of started trying to put together some committees to formulate some master plans for both of our parks. That would encompass the park on Adams Street, which is known as Starview Park, as well as Canyon View Park. So we're kind of in the preliminary stages of that. We've gotten some surveys completed for us to ensure, you know, we know exactly where our boundaries are, where any easements are, and the topography of the parks.
Okay.
So we'll be working with a landscaping architect to kind of help us formulate some plans for that. But we also want to have the community very much involved in that.
Just on a highlight, what might you expect to do at the park like that? A few little improvements?
Definitely some improvements with what's there. We want to highlight some of the natural assets we already have, and especially in Canyon View. We've got a lot of input from people on the walking path that they don't want to see that necessarily destroyed. They love the natural aspect of it, and they want to keep that integrity. We need to update some of the play equipment we have for kids at the park. And then another thing with Canyon View Park is we've got two ball fields that haven't been updated in a while.
And they take maintenance. Yeah.
They definitely take maintenance. And they're kind of at that stage where they need a rework. And I would love to see us create a master plan that will help us develop both of those fields to accommodate some of the older kids. We've got a little bit of interest in like an American Legion team here in Afton. I don't know that we would ever have that much interest in Star Valley, but we might.
But if we fixed it up to their standard, they might do then, that.
Yeah, if you build it, they may come, right?
American Legion Baseball, yes. Oh, there's even a movie with that. Well, okay, so that's that. What an asset, those parks. I see them so busy every summer. Mm-hmm. A lot of people there. We took it beyond parks. What else is out there?
Another thing that we've been working on, and I think we kind of touched on this in a radio interview a few months ago, is the Star. Okay. So the town of Afton has secured the special use permit from the Forest Service to be on that property and update the Star. So our plan is to trench power into it and have some LED lighting up there. We're going to have a whole new structure put up. And so that is also another thing that we've kind of formulated a small committee for. We have a new another meeting in regards to the Star itself scheduled for February 3rd at 6 p.m. Okay. So anybody from the public can come and help us kind of talk through some things, take on some responsibilities. Right. I always love it when people want to do that and help us out.
That could be kind of an iconic thing for Afton. People can see it from all around.
Mm-hmm. We have also opened up a donation account specifically for the Star at the Bank of Star Valley, so people can walk right in there and donate to anything that you might want to as far as the Star.
Okay.
Because we're trying to, you know, we don't want to utilize really taxpayer dollars to get this built and erected, but we definitely will need to do so as far as maintenance purposes in the future. But we want to really just have this be a community effort to come together to, you know, kind of rework this historical landmark that we've had in the valley for so long.
Okay. As far as growth goes, I noticed with the state, the schools in Star Valley that are showing the most growth are the Afton area and Osmond, and that's where they're trying to expand once the money and the bids come in, right, to expand the schools. Are you seeing some growth in the community or any plans there we should be aware of?
We're definitely seeing growth with our building permits. We've seen an increase in those. So we do still have lots available to be built on in Rockbridge. Okay. We've also, in the last year or two, we had approved the 52-lot subdivision behind the temple, as well as a 42-lot subdivision out at Honeybee. I have spoken to other property owners in either in Afton or adjacent to Afton that are interested in annexing in, but they haven't really come with any applications.
Just initial discussions, that type of thing.
But one of the things that the town has had to consider in regards to taking on any more residents is updating our infrastructure in regards to the sewer. Everybody knows that the town of Afton has great water and we have a lot of it. And that's never really been a problem
for us.
Fresh
water out of the canyon.
Yeah. But because of that, because we're giving away so much water, we've gotten to a hydraulic capacity stage with our sewer lagoons. So we're looking at updating those sewer lagoons, putting in larger cells, and also looking at some different aeration possibilities to help with the smell and evaporation and things like that. And so that's kind of the biggest infrastructure thing that we'll be working on in the next year.
And the town, like the other municipalities in Star Valley, you can apply for funding assistance with that. So it's not such a burden.
It's nice because, you know, the State Land Investment Board has a certain piece of funding, a federal piece of funding that allows for us to gain some principal forgiveness when we're trying to put infrastructure things, when we're trying to update infrastructure. That's what we're hoping for. Okay. We're also potentially looking at the option of gaining some of that money set aside that the governor's kind of set aside in the ARPA funding that could help with infrastructure as well. So we'll see.
Okay. Well, all the best. And anything we haven't talked about in regards to Afton, we've got Violet Sanderson here, town administrator. Anything else we haven't gone over?
Not really. We're busy, that's for sure. Yeah. We're excited to see the growth happening. I think most of the state is feeling that in some way, shape, or form. We have had a huge increase in our tourism dollars that have come to the town of Afton, as well as sales tax. So
people are traveling.
People are traveling still, and it's been a year-round thing.
Some upgrades happening on Main Street and so forth, too. And
we've had about 5 businesses that have either switched hands or updated facades in the last year and a half, which has been really exciting to see in the midst of COVID.
Right.
We've had new businesses come to town. We've had new business owners, working on buildings and opening shops. And so it's really exciting to see those different services come to town and offer amenities to residents that we didn't have before.
2022, exciting year for Afton, right?
Yep.
Thank you, Violet Sanderson,
Thank
town
you,
of
Dan.
Afton. Thank you.